Hello?
Hi, hello. Am I speaking to Tamara?
Yes, me.
Hi, hello. This is Jennifer. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm just doing great. Thank you so much for asking. To start with, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. May I please know what is your age?
I'm 20.
20? Okay, you're pretty young. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote in the next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 to 10.
Ten.
Great, thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'll mention a couple. You are able to choose two. Okay, so the first one is inflation and the economy, crime and violence, immigration and voter security, gun regulation and reform, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedom, healthcare costs, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues.
Definitely the inflation and the economy, as well as I believe it was a criminal reform, like justice reform.
There is one for gun regulation and reform, and there is another one for criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable.
Yeah, so it'd be inflation and economy, and I say climate change.
Okay, we are allowed to choose just two. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's
So you say it will be just inflation and the economy, and the other one?
fine. The climate change.
Climate, okay, thank you.
Yes.
Alrighty, and do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economy situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I would say it's getting a little worse.
Getting worse, okay. Okay, and now that you think of, now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Could you repeat that question?
Yes, of course I can. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
No, sí, está bien. I would say they're staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
I'd say not often.
Not often, okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not that big of a concern.
Not very concerned. Okay, thank you. Lau, now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please just say so. How do you feel about Cornel West?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, that's fine. What about Black Lives Matter?
I would say 50, like in the middle.
Okay, 50 means that you do not feel either warm or cold. If you choose less than 50, it means that you feel, let me just make sure, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. So if you choose less than 50, it could be that you feel between very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel like neither or.
Okay. Yeah, I would say about 50.
50, okay. What about Tim Scott? Have you ever heard of him?
What is it again?
Tim Scott?
Oh, no, I don't know that.
Okay. What about the Leadership Conference of Human and Civil Rights?
I've never heard of that.
Okay. Thank you. The Republican Party?
I say 50.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Same thing, 50.
Okay, how about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I say 50.
Okay, I respect that, thank you. How about the National Rifle Association or the NRA?
Oh, okay, I would say 0 for that.
Okay, all right. Now, it is a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, Republican, Donald Trump, or Independent, Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
I'm not really familiar with the other person. What does he identify, like his party?
Independent.
I would probably go for him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on to the next question. Just give me 1 second. It's just loading. Okay, how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Do you agree or disagree to sexism is being a problem in today's society?
I agree.
Okay, would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. What about minorities have access to the same economy opportunities as white people?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Racism against black people is being a big problem in today's society.
I say somewhat agree.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to the America than they take.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of the minorities.
Could you repeat that question, please?
Yes, of course. Do you agree or disagree that the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of the minorities?
Oh, I strongly agree.
You said you strongly agree?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Don't worry. I know you're sort of busy. That's fine. I can just wait for you. It's fine. You're helping me a lot, so I appreciate that. So yes. You said you strongly agree?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You repeat that question?
Yes. This one, it was for the same question about the government must do more to protect civil and human rights of the minorities.
Oh, yeah. I strongly agree.
Thank you. How about the reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Oh, I strongly disagree.
Okay. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience of profit and big tech.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. So statement A says, parents should have direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple point of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree more, statement A or statement B?
Hold on. Can I call you back in, or can you call me back in, like, an hour? So I can't really hear because there's music.
Oh, okay.
Is it okay if you call me back?
Yeah, I can do that. Let me just make sure about the number. The number I dial is 919-452-3349.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Once again, your name is Tamara. I'll be calling you back in about 1 hour. I really hope you can take my call.
Yeah, I'll answer. I'm a little busy right now, but I'll pick up your call.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll call
okay,
you
thank
back.
Thank you so much. I'm
hour.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Okay,
I understand. I'll call you back. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.